products to watch out for. Yes, we have the good news for you. What do we look out for? Farina may contain pepsin, which is from a hog. That's a, you know, pig. Pepsin. Farina may contain pepsin. They said may. This is from charism.com, I think. Food coloring, carmine. Carmine, because it has an E on the end of it. Carmine is from insects, and it's not kosher. It's not clean. Carmine is used in many products, including organic yogurt and unfermented yogurt. So look for that C-A-R-M-I-N-E, see if it's in there. Also, that food coloring is a real killer, especially red 40 and yellow 5. Doctors in the Nutrition Action newsletter inform us of the cochineal bug used in food coloring, and these people don't care whether it's clean or unclean, but they tell us don't drink it or don't eat it if it's got that cochineal bug. It's got a very snappy taste to it. I drank those beverages for years and years. Now I haven't had one for over a year, I think. And wow, things are beginning to pick up here in my life. My bank account, no. Well, yes, in a way, you do save a lot of money. Now, if you didn't eat meat, think of how much money you'd save. Vegetables are expensive. Formaldehyde is a bad food additive. It's a great disinfectant, formaldehyde, but they put it in your food. Oh, now that's a multi-purpose agent. I like that formaldehyde. Try some today. You'll be glad you did. Yeah, well, try it after you're dead, Kai. Don't try to come into my kitchen and sell that stuff to me. Get out of here. Get out of my kitchen, sir. Here, I'll take that microphone. Surf the website, the FDA website, the Department of Agriculture website, for information on yellow 5, red 40, and blue number 1 food additives and coloring. These colors, shockingly, can sometimes be found in kosher products, so-called kosher. See, you can't trust a rabbi and everything, but the FDA does admit that they could kill you. I was reading their site there about red 40, and it said it was possible that, death is one of the side effects of ingesting red 40. And this demonstrates that not all koshering by rabbis is totally accurate. So you have to say, well, what kind of deal is that if you can't trust anybody? You gotta, use the knowledge and that you've gleaned from everywhere, and you don't have to search day and night. It shouldn't be that hard. You know, the Christians say, keep it simple, stupid. The KISS theory, but it's not that easy. We do need to stay healthy. When you go to the store, do you just pick anything up and throw it in your basket? No. You consider it first, or based on your knowledge, you are purchasing things based on that database in your mind. But, further, we'll look at labels. We'll go up and we'll navigate through all of that stuff they put in. Oh, monosodium glutamate, and all that. Civet. Civet is used in beverages, candy, pastries, gum, and ice cream. What's a civet? It's a cat from Mexico. It's derived from the unctuous secretion from the gland. I can't say it on the radio which gland of the both the male and female. Oh, African civet cats. I'm not going to pronounce that. Anyway, navigate to charism.com for more information there. But look out for beverages, candy, pastries, gum, and ice cream. And also maple bars that glaze is unclean. I've read that on these websites. So I don't have any more maple bars. Boy, I sure could use one. I could go for one right now, but it would be wrong to do because it's unclean. It's abomination. Is homosexuality an abomination in the scripture? Well, some people would say no, but scripture doesn't agree with that. Bread and pies, animal shortenings are unclean. Animal shortenings, unclean. Vegetable shortenings might be okay, and I do not have any research on that, so you could check that out further about animal shortenings and bread and pies. Oh man, there's a lot to learn. If you just came on the block here, if you just got saved yesterday, it's going to take some time to figure all this out. Maybe you want to do it. Let's look at Haggai chapter 2. I think I have on my website here, I'm showing excerpts from this. Exodus 29 and chapter 30 as well, at Haggai 2, 12 to 13. I think we're looking at Haggai here. If one bear pure flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be pure? And the priests answered and said, No. Therefore, it is not possible to take contaminated or unclean food and have it koshered by somebody. I sat down with I think he was a Christian rabbi person. Yeah, he was Messianic in Grants Pass, and I accidentally ordered something that I didn't know that they were, the big chef salad, because I don't go out to eat that much. And I know you're laughing, but I didn't know any better. And so he said he took the seafood off of there, and then he blessed it, and he said, "There, you have a blessing of a rabbi. Now it's kosher to eat." Well, that doesn't say to do that anywhere in Scripture. That's a false concept, and bless a person's heart for trying and thinking that he can help out, but that's abomination. Would you participate with a gay or lesbian? Kosher website links. Let's surf some websites quickly here to see what their authors say about the ingredients in today's product. What is in natural ingredients? Shockingly, different resources here. Where did I go on my article? Well, we're going to have to. Well, here, okay, toothpaste. The concern for unclean toothpaste, unclean soap that can get into your skin, it can be absorbed as well as the toothpaste, such as Crest Tartar Control. Now, the Crest regular does not have a koshering symbol on it, but you might, rabbis, check that out. And, get in touch with Crest and find out why they won't pay a penny per item. Hike the price, jack it up there to make all of you rabbis stinkingly rich by getting a penny off of each. Well, that could add up, yeah. Stockholders should not be concerned about the penny. There may be many products that could be certified kosher for just a penny. There's apple juice from Yakima, and the Indians or whoever runs that factory there, the juice factory in Yakima, are having a rabbi kosher it. It probably costs them $10 or something for the entire warehouse to be koshered, but somebody who, he can work it out. It doesn't have to be expensive. The concern for unclean toothpaste, soap, and shampoo is that the unclean is actually in contact with you and it can make its way into your pores. Different toothpastes are clean, such as Butler, Jason's, Tom's, and Viadent. And try some today. Glycerin and gelatin additives quite often are unclean. Crest Rep says the following do not contain animal byproducts. So let me just read that off, or you can read it on the website, the article about clean and unclean. Regular Crest, cavity prevention. Cool mint gel with red flag. I know. Ice mint, striped, Crest Gum Care. And it's purple, I think. Sparkle Fun or Crest Kids. And according to them, regular Crest doesn't have anything unclean in it, but they need to get that kosher. So in the meantime, we have to. And by the way, fluoride, Dr. Lorraine Day says that you shouldn't have the fluoride. It's unclean, and I know you're not going to ingest it, but you rinse your mouth. But then if you rinse your mouth and spit it out, then the fluoride's not going to do your teeth any good anyway. But if you drink it, if you drink water with fluoride, or that's unclean water, really. Oh well, that's the way our society's going. Now, Kress said that these products may contain animal byproducts: icy mint paste, Crest whitening, multi-care, sensitivity protection, tartar protection, and Crest with baking soda. are possibly unclean. Documents available at the Procter & Gamble website. That's pg.com. And the reference number is in here, 660416. That's what they gave me. But they're rabbis, so you can make some money. Koshering authorities, you can make quite a bit of money, you know. And if not, well, let us know what the problem is there with Crest, okay? But it seemed like it should be looked into a little farther, just like this milk thing, which I know milk's bad for you anyway, no matter what. But once I gave it up, it started healing. The body starts healing itself. Yahweh gives you automatic healing properties. All these different molecules and sinews and so on start working for the better when you don't poison them with alcohol and milk and so on. Yeah, they told you milk was good for you when you're growing up, but the only thing milk is good for is a baby. That is, a baby cow. That mother's milk was good for human babies. There's a little nice little child out there can grow, and don't go out and buy that phony stuff. Mother's milk. Well, what if mom doesn't have any? Okay, well, maybe she changed the diet or something. Vanilla is combined with animal glycerin. Search glycerin on Google there or something. Glycerin, glycerin. Here's some kosher soaps now. Oh, where are they? Some kosher bar soap at health food stores, market of choice, indigowild.com. We have the market of choice 800 number on there, 800-361-5686. Kosher shampoo, Avalon Organic, avalonorganic.com, and Nature's Gates Beauty.com, Nature's Gates Beauty. And so on. Look out for Trifa or lard ingredients. Those are unclean. Antibiotics. Aspartame. Avoid toxins, alcohol drinks, antibiotics and aspartame. Carcinogens and chlorinated water. Avoid that. I think this is from Karite.com. MSG. Monosodium glutamate. Try to avoid that. MSG has been found to be more toxic than all other food toxins, poisons, and allergens. Patients have strong reactions to MSG than arsenic or mercury. MSG is hidden under other names and alias so as to go undetected. And then there's sugar, corn syrup, chocolate, and other foods containing similar concentrated sweeteners. Probably has MSG and some of those other bad things in there. I don't ordinarily eat candy bars, not even the kosher one that I always had. Okay, well, you know what it is. For crying out loud. Yeah. What is that? I guess the mind goes blank when the microphone goes on or something. Margarine is bad, and other hydrogenated fats, refined salt, table salt, refined oils, fried smoked grilled foods, soft drinks, and soda pop. So Snickers are supposed to be kosher, you know, but I bet it has MSG in there or some of that stuff. So it probably isn't kosher, you know. But not to speak against the rabbi's authority there, but that's just my opinion anyway. Stay away from it, but... Yeah, it gives you more strength, doesn't it? You bikers, there are kosher candy bars out there, so I don't know. Resources about foods. Ruth Winter has the Consumer Dictionary of Food Additives. Nutrition Action Health Letter. The address on our website and that article I'm just reading here. Natural Flavors. I'm talking about that there. Foods That Kill at CureZone.com. So some of these foods that heal, now I think before we close, we're talking about foods that heal. Replace foods that kill with foods that heal. One of them is stevia, rice malt, barley malt, carob, fruits, and carob and carrots, incidentally. If you include in your diet unrefined sea salt, that contain trace minerals, you will not have a craving for sugar and sweets. I mean, read that again off my website, the clean scriptural foods. If you include in your diet unrefined sea salt that contains trace minerals of chromium and vanadium, V-A-N-A-D-I-U-M, you will not have a craving for sugar and sweets. A craving for sugar and sweets is a symptom of chromium and vanadium deficiency, vanadium deficiency. So unrefined sea salt is good, and juicing is the very, very best. To juice as many vegetables and fruits, I guess you're not supposed to put the two together necessarily, but drinking the enzymes, you know, as the product, as the cucumber, whatever, is freshly juiced, that's the best for you. It's just healing properties. Your body, as Yahweh made your body, just starts operating properly again, like it was on day one back there at the hospital. Here's another kosher product, Essentia juice. You may like it, and it is clean. Essentia, spelled E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A. Now, the fats that heal, we were going to talk about that quickly, essential fatty acids. So this is a little complicated. It's better to just read it, but let me just buzz through these words. Calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, at least D3, which is clean. Trace minerals. Oh, D2 is clean too. D2 and D3, all right. But D3, excuse me, I said the wrong thing. D1 and D2 are clean, but not D3, ordinarily. Some D3 is clean. It just depends on if they get it from the lanolin of the fur of the sheep, then it's can be koshered. It can be called kosher. Immoplex, organic foods, vitamin D, trace minerals, enzymes, and nutrients detoxify and rebuild an overwhelmed immune system. We need to get some olive oil for our health, some ocean vegetables, some CoQ10, that's coenzyme Q10. That most of you, I haven't gotten into that yet, but I should, right? Maple syrup, at least kosher maple syrup. Sea vegetables. I don't know, are they a herb, sea vegetables? Anyway, if they're not, you know, Yahweh said that we should eat from every herb-bearing tree or bush or plant or something. Okay, and then you can read about enzymes and cancer on CureZone.com as well as DrDay.com. CureZone.com. Let's see what else we have. The danger of vaccinations. The benefit or harm. And the prevention or causes of diseases. Go to CureZone.com for your favorite research, favorite foods. May or may not be certified kosher. Then there is the controversy about the D3, the rabbis, versus the AMA. People are giving up milk and having a lack of calcium. Well, you know, calcium comes from the carrots and the dark green leafy vegetables. And that's what the cows eat, and that's how you get the calcium there. Well, probably the factory is putting in some kind of additives, and that's not as healthy for you as just eating the carrot juice and drinking the carrot juice, that is, and so on. Koshering authorities should contact milk distributors to see whether or not this, you know, the vitamin, especially D3, is clean or unclean. We may learn that it came from an unclean animal, but then again, it could be from the lanolin of sheep. Sheep are clean. And the lesson is that true believers should be cautious when acquiring food. That's the main thing out of this whole program here, which is now 19 minutes long. Cutting off milk, you need to replace that with the calcium of carrots and other vegetables, or you'll have detrimental effects on your body. So don't just go cold turkey. Don't go in the wagon and say, I'm not going to have any more milk. You could lose height, but it's more important to be obedient. The lesson is that true believers should be cautious when acquiring food. If it has piggle, Hebrew word 6292, or swine's broth, well, Woe unto us for getting an abomination into our system. Prayer, study, and research. And we might trust Yahweh a little bit more, too. Remember, when we err, it's better to err on the side of caution. And get together with Yahweh's wonderful people. How wonderful it is to celebrate with him. And I know it's tough. As a side comment here, it's tough when you're out there in the society, in the Babylonian society, when everybody is doing this and doing that, doing crazy things, and even the churches are, most of them are, you know, crazy. Well, forgive me, but, you know, I mean, crazy may not be the right word, but they're ecumenical, getting into this one world government, one world religion, one political system. It's stemming from, you know, the school system when they go in there. And they are getting off on a sidetrack. They are really sidetracking off into the Babylonian pit of iniquity, into sin. You know, they're making a spiritual love with a great whore of the book of the Revelation. He said regarding the holidays, he said that the rich would woe Babylon. We've lost her, for out of her we had an abundance of wealth, all our seaports and everything. They were so so rich, and yet now it's gone. But you know, these people are defiled with stories and unclean this and unclean that, and unclean doctrine. We need to become the first fruits of Yahweh, and to the Lamb, Yahwehosha, the Lamb. Well, thanks for joining us. We hope to get into this deeper. I want to just read some scriptures today, on our next program. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yahwehosha. Praise Yah. Thanks for joining us. Shalom.